Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us. This is going to be a particularly important radio broadcast today. I say that more and more often because it's just every day is so important. With the situation of deterioration of the countries in the Korean Peninsula, between the North and the South, with the situation with Iran, the world economy melting down, the border basically in total collapse, Mexico's already completely become a failed state. There's this crisis worldwide. Simultaneously, there is a worldwide awakening that no one can deny that is accelerating. And so you better believe the global engineers, the controllers, the societal manipulators are already carrying out countermeasures and admitting they're carrying out countermeasures with CENTCOM and the State Department and tens of billions of dollars a year in fake news and propaganda placement in fiction programs and the brainwashing of the children in the public schools, training them to be prisoners and spies. We have a lawless, illegitimate government that practices corruption and practices evil religiously to set precedents and to turn our free system of the people into an absolute dictatorship with themselves at the head. And I have said many times that I do not feel like I am the man who's up to this job. That's the great frustration, is that I'll just be quite frank with you. I do more research on general issues and a wide range of topics and geopolitical developments and sociology, anthropology, history, science, technology, than any of the guests we individually have on this broadcast. I basically have guests on to bounce ideas off of and in a way to lean on. I guess kind of bookmarks. And I've been doing this for 15 years. And I'm not tired of doing the radio show, right as it has the greatest success in its history. I mean, this radio broadcast is now a worldwide phenomenon. But I've come to the realization that if I can't do a better job, and if I can't focus more and really get in the zone and put out the true ideas that I have in a cogent, focused, effective way, I'm not going to do this radio show anymore. Because I know for absolute certainty, because I've done it, we've seen glimmers of what I can do together with my team in segments of Endgame and Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, which are true jewels that are pure, that really telegraph the message in a focused, paradigm-expanding way. Because words are being destroyed. Words are being re-engineered. They're being given new meanings. The language is shrinking dramatically, not just the English language, but all major languages. I mean, their overall lexicon is expanding. What's in the thesaurus is getting bigger, but what is in use is shrinking as we approach a point where it's impossible to even communicate with the public. We face problems so large that just focusing in on the minutiae every day may be detrimental.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
China may shield North Korea as Lee and the U.S. seek action. Is North Korea on the verge of collapse? Is that why they're menacing their neighbors? Why is all this happening as the entire planet sinks into crisis after crisis? That is coming up today. Also, the latest economic information. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us in the next hour to talk about a host of issues. Ray McGovern will be joining us in the third hour. CIA briefer, liaison, focal point to Reagan and Bush Sr. We'll break down what's happening with Iran and North Korea with him coming up. And we have a surprise guest coming up in the last hour today. All right, before I get into all of the news, and I'm going to cover the most important top stories in this first hour. Before I do that, I've talked a lot about how I've been frustrated on air more than I have been in the past year. And it's because I've been analyzing my radio show. I've been analyzing the news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I've been cogitating and meditating, thinking deeply about the work I do and the effect that my work has had on the debate going on this planet. And it's all part of a growing process. I've been doing this 15 years, and I was 21, 22 years old. I guess 21 when I first got on air, and I had instant success. Because I had studied politics and history more than most people who are 50 or 60. I was still very ignorant. And I believed what I was saying, and I was confident. And I was right about almost everything I discussed. I can tune into old tapes, you know, from 15 years ago, 14 years ago, 13 years ago, and it's sometimes sounds more authoritative and focused and enlightened than my radio broadcast does today. You know, not only have I grown, and I've grown more in the overall sum, the aggregate, but I've also degenerated in a lot of ways. I've degenerated. It's kind of like an oak tree may grow and maybe 40 feet tall and have a much bigger canopy than it did when it was 25 feet tall, but there are some dead branches and some vines and some problems. I can certainly see that. And because I am the most notable known name in alternative media, conspiracy as the mainstream media calls it, questioning any official knowledge that's handed down from the government-controlled media is called a conspiracy theory, pointing out any government corruption. Thinking for yourself is a conspiracy theory, a throwaway line, a term they use to stereotype what someone's saying. And I haven't become psyched out by the fact that we are reaching millions of new people a week now. No, it's actually been bracing. It has helped me focus more. And then that itself has created a problem in that then I'm overanalyzing what I'm saying and doing. And then that causes more frustration because instead of just flowing with the news and information and subconscious analysis on air live, I tend to be flicking back and forth, analyzing what I'm doing, what I'm saying, instead of focusing on the news and information. But overall, that has been very, very healthy. I'd say for the last 2 years, I've become more self-aware and have consciously been trying to analyze the effects of my work. And I've tried to really be honest about who I am and what I stand for and what I do. And my knowledge and understanding has been compounding so quickly, and you've all experienced this. Let's say you're at the NASCAR race and you see four or five cars pile up and flip into the air and cartwheel as the vehicle disintegrates. Without showing somebody a clip of the video, how do you describe that to them? I mean, you saw the car explode. You saw it disintegrate into hundreds of pieces. You saw the ambulances and fire trucks race out and put the driver out. How do you describe the smell of the gasoline or the sound of the sirens or the seconds that seemed like minutes as you watch the car fly into pieces? And it's the same thing. I realize I live two lives. I live a life of constant research and quiet thought and understanding where you can integrate thousands of pieces of information at once per millisecond, understanding deep knowledge of the New World Order and the society and where we're going. And then you try to go on air, and A, you've already gone over the material, so it doesn't have that fresh understanding, that freshness to you. It's now fresh to the public that you're transmitting the information to. And then you realize there's the layers of communication and the way words have been changed and the way the vocabulary has been reduced. And then as you're speaking, you understand that the general public has been reprogrammed to where much of what you're saying has a pre-programmed meme or data stream of false information attached to it, so that mental walls are raised up in their minds to where they can't even receive the data. And then there's the breakdown of the elite and the stratas and who they represent and what their goals are and how to articulate that. The clearly evident warring factions that you can see right beneath the surface, beneath their false paradigm projections. Because if you can just show someone one basic truth and have them fully absorb it and fully inhale it and feel it in their lungs, feel it in their soul, their heart, their mind, and understand it because they already subconsciously and spiritually knew it. If you can, I mean, you never really teach someone anything when it comes to knowledge, understanding of the world. It's more like unless they're a child, you show them something they already knew. And that's my greatest success, is that I've gotten people, for all of my problems, overall it's been very positive, because I've gotten people to at least look up, and I've been able, with God's help and moving through the audience, to reach out and unlock people's minds so that they can simply see things for themselves, not what I'm seeing. Because, again, one cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it for themselves. I mean, how can I sit here and describe my understanding of this evil and what we face and how real it is? One can't do that. All I can do is try to get people to go past all their conditioning and all the mental roadblocks and stumbling blocks that have been laid into their psyche by expert engineers. If I can just simply get someone to realize there's more going on than you consciously know, and it's not good, it stinks. You know, that simple statement, it stinks, or as Shakespeare wrote, something is rotten in the state of Denmark. When you smell something rotten, you know the smell of rotten vegetables or the smell of rotten meat. You know the smell of, you learn those smells. And it says so much to say something stinks. Such a simple way to put it. But if I can get you to just smell the stench, like the saying, smell the coffee, you know, smell the coffee, the sunlight, the beauty, the wonderment of creation and consciousness. It's unbelievable. We should all be on our knees just in rapture to be on a planet this beautiful and to have minds this powerful. But you can also smell the roses and everything else that's good, but you can also smell the stench. And the stench is getting worse and worse by the minute. And so at a primitive level, I tend to shift into just anger. And somebody calls in and says, oh, I think fluoride's good for you. I go into a rage because the person's following talking points. I know they are. They're just trying to make me angry. Thousands of peer-reviewed studies. They know it brain damages people. That's why they put it in the water. It's an absolute, incontrovertible fact, like cyanide being deadly. And I can't transcend my flesh and the fact that I get angry and enraged. I mean, it's hard to focus on this for 4 hours and to speak about it. And you know what? God, you know, lays it on my heart that I am meant to do more and I'm meant to change and I'm meant to go to the next level. But that this has all been part of a process, all of us learning together in 15 years of being on air. And that the fact that I am an animal and the fact that I am aggressive and the fact that I do get angry, that's one of the reasons I'm able to speak to people who are at a primitive level and then get them to activate and go to the next level of human awareness, is because I am a brute. But a brute with a beautiful mind, like all of you have beautiful minds. We are here together. This is history.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Here's a quick example of my frustration, just a tiny window, because I have this opportunity, I'm reaching millions of people, and so much of the radio show is a lot better than most, if not all, content-wise, but still, it needs to all be focused like a laser beam. Where everything we talk about is documented on the scene immediately. So there's no denial. And that's why we started 3-4 years ago streaming the radio show live at PrisonPlanet.tv so that I could just have a camera on news articles or on legislation so I could say here. You know, when I tell you there are Nuremberg trial documents that the Nazis were putting sodium fluoride in the water, to brain damage people and make them more passive. You know, here's the document. And so I'm not beating myself up, or anybody for that matter. You know, there's also just a frustration of there's so many people I want to save. There's so many people I want to warn because we're all in this together. I think at the base of this issue, it comes down to the fact that we do have a global ruling power structure that does believe in eugenics and that wants to, and has openly stated they plan on, through a world government, put a, quote, police state in place to carry out the orderly extermination of at least 80% of the world's population. Through vaccines, through chemicals and water, sterilization, wars, famine, it's all stated in State Department Memorandum 200 and in John Holdren's Eco-Science. I mean, I'm giving you a few of the notes there. It's covered in my film, Endgame. There's an online bibliography with hundreds of data points at whatistheendgame.com. And everything else just becomes a side issue. Oh, sure, it's interesting that Barney Frank is trying to now say that the Republican that just won that election in Hawaii, the first in 20 years, may not be a U.S. citizen. I mean, that's interesting talk radio. Look at these Democrat hypocrites. You know, they're trying to run around and say that this guy can't be in the Congress when they know full well he admits he wasn't born in the U.S. and that you don't have to be born in the U.S. You just have to be naturalized to be a member of Congress. You just can't be in the cabinet line for succession if the president is killed or incapacitated. Now, I mean, that's an interesting article dealing with just incredible hypocrisy. But what does it matter? I mean, what does that matter? What does an oil spill in the Gulf matter, even though it's going to hurt people financially? I mean, it is a bad thing. It's horrible. It's terrible. But what does it matter compared to we have a ruling class that openly wants to destroy all our liberties and freedoms and is incrementally taking their time, gutting our society financially so we can be under their control? We've got top Afghans saying that the U.S. created and funds the Taliban. Well, I mean, that's on record. That's big news. Just because remember, 3 months into the Afghan invasion in 2002, early 2002, it was in the news. They don't even hide it. That 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders were flown out on C-130s to Pakistan to start the next leg of the war against the Pakistan government. And the Pakistan government says, this Al-Qaeda works for you, they're attacking us, they're trying to overthrow us. And then your military uses it as an excuse to try to invade our country. And it's on record. And it's on record that our government grows the opium. And it's on record the CIA comes out and says, yes, we're making fake bin Laden videos 3 days ago and puts it in the Washington Post like it's no big deal. That's a psychological warfare technique. They're going from denying everything, going, yeah. Why do you think that is? They're getting you ready for even bigger things, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting ready for World War III. There's no doubt in my mind now. They're getting ready for giant stage terror attacks to be blamed on people domestically. I may not have that much time, ladies and gentlemen. I could be arrested anytime. I could be killed anytime. I could be set up or framed anytime. And you know what? I'm not even worried about it. I'm only worried about really being focused here and taking every minute I've got with you to just really tell you that everything's up to you. You can't look to Alex Jones or Ron Paul or anybody else. It is an idea of liberty and freedom and truth and understanding the scientific, psychological, and physical and spiritual assault that we are all under. I'm going to come back and I'm going to lay it out for you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us, please. This information is vital.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The problem is you can't believe anything Obama or BP says. Normally when they say something, it's a lie. It's their nature. But I know a little bit about offshore drilling and service drilling on land. And generally, when you've got a big mega well, oil or gas, it's hard to just keep them open. And so it's no surprise that 37 days in, they're claiming it's caved in and basically mud shooting out now, probably propelled by natural gas pockets. It's probably played out most of the big oil vein that they were in, and without it being properly pressurized, that's why when they drill a new well, a lot of times they let it sit there for a few months before they even start pumping it, because they want the different sands and rock and different formations, depending on the area they're drilling in, to be able to precipitate out basically harden the chambers is a simple way of putting it. So I've been expecting this thing to cave in on itself for a while, and that's what they're saying. It's done now, but they say mud spraying out of it. That could have been the mud they injected in began to harden the shaft, or it could be seawater being propelled up by natural gas. Or it could be oil mixed with it, and they're just putting out disinformation. So we don't know, because they're saying mud, not oil, appears to be gushing from oil well. And here's another one. L.A. Times, top kill stops Gulf oil leak for now, officials say. And, of course, for now, because who knows what's going to happen. Officials are cautionary, but say drilling fluid has blocked oil and gas temporarily. Engineers plan to begin pumping in cement that will then seal the well. The problem is you've got 36, 37 days of this stuff geysing out of there. You can widen the entrance, drill hole, for thousands of feet towards the top and make it really hard and cause more blowouts. But I imagine they're just going to continue to pump concrete in there. But that's certainly some good news if it's true. But the problem is, you can't believe anything they say. And see, I've got all this really important stuff to talk about, and I'm here discussing the oil well leak. And it's destroying your fisheries in Louisiana and threatening Texas and Florida and Mississippi beaches. I mean, certainly, I live here in Texas. This affects us all. But at the end of the day, even a small nuclear exchange with North Korea between the South is not a big deal, even though it may kill a million people. It's not a big deal compared to having an organized global government forming that controls almost every nation on Earth. There's a few dictatorships and thuggeries that aren't controlled by it, because any open free government gets taken over by these bankers. They come right in the front door. It's only the dictatorships and corrupt systems that are left, because they know how to stand up against another dictatorship. So the globalists are mopping that up right now. And, having a global elite in control over 90%+ of the countries and the world's finances, who every country they take control of, they start poisoning your water to give you cancer and reduce your fertility. That's a bigger deal than even a small nuclear exchange or some oil. That's a lot bigger deal. See, it's all about priorities, my friends. Because we can survive our fools. We can survive even street thugs. We can't survive a scientific group of elites who know exactly what they're doing and think you're so stupid. They have stated hundreds of textbooks and white papers about how they're going to form the planetary government, how they'd sell derivatives to nations and individuals, how they would bankrupt you, and how they're going to incrementally, totally take control of our society. And just incrementally, more people brain damage, more people with autism, more people with diabetes, more people with cancer, where it's just completely normal to have half the kids on your block at age 10 dying of cancer. I'm watching it go on all around me. You know how frustrating this is? I've got to sit here and calmly talk about this every day and then suffer fools that call in when I love them. I care about them. I've done the research, okay? I know I'm telling the truth. Everywhere I go in the grocery store, when I go maybe once a month with my wife, she usually goes, but she'll say, hey, I've got to take care of paying some bills or take the kids to swim lessons. Will you go pick up? Here's a grocery list. And I try to not look. If I go down the water aisle, because I like to get some of that Italian sparkling water that has orange essence in it or lemon. But I always see it, and now it's not just a couple brands. It's more than half the water. It's all says fluoride for kids with images of school buses and smiling kids on it. And I know the people running it know exactly what they're doing. And it's kind of like putting a bear trap out for a bear, but it's not for a bear. It's for children. It's for humans. It's for my species. It's for my people. And the people at the tops of those companies know exactly what they're doing. They're graphic artists that come up with the plastic packaging around the water bottles that show the happy kids drinking their water. I saw one water bottle company, though, where the kid has X's for their eyes, and that's a sick environmentalist joke. Can you imagine? And I'm sure you've read the white papers we've talked about, and you've seen it on the news, and don't have more than one baby. It's good we've got a bad economy. It's good for the carbon footprint, and people that have babies are bad. And I saw that photo on the side of the water bottle of one brand. I've sent a camera crew out to the local grocery store just now to try to actually find that brand ourselves, not just a photo. And they got one of the kids with X's in their eyes. I mean, you know what X's in the eyes mean, folks. It's just like the CIA comes out and says, yeah, we fake bin Laden videos, and yeah, we're growing the opium, and yeah, there's pig virus that gives you cancer, and then the kid shots that over a million American kids just took last year, but we're not going to take it out. We now say cancer virus is good. And yeah, you see this water? You know what they put on cans of poison? They put an image of a skull with X's in its eyes. Or they'll show a smiley face with a frown with its tongue sticking out with X's in its eyes. They put on the stinking water bottle that this is poison. Now drink it. This is rat poison. You know, many brands are rat poison. In fact, call Matt Ryan while he's there. Tell him to go over to the rat poison aisle. Because I told him to go shoot video of it. I want him to buy every brand that says they add fluoride. Call him on a cell, please. And then tell him to also go buy the rat poison. And if you turn it around, as many of the brands will say, the poison is sodium fluoride. And then tell him to go ahead and buy some toothpaste that has warnings on the back. Tell him to buy some fluoride toothpaste, too. Four or five brands of that. And then I guess, see, because I did a disservice yesterday when this guy calls in and says, you know, fluoride's good for you. Just yelling at him and saying, no, it's deadly poison. I did a disservice. I shouldn't have even spoken. I should have said, okay, that's your opinion. We're going to do a special YouTube video just for you. I am going to do that video today. And I'm going to show the peer-reviewed studies that at least 10 years of drinking sodium fluoride at one part per million at least doubles bone cancer. Absolute fact, hundreds of studies, China, England, U.S., Canada. University of Texas studies from the 30s. They've known for a long time. And I will show some of those studies, and I will show you the warnings on the back of the toothpaste, and I will show you the poison on the rat poison container, and then I will show you the bottles with the school buses on it with little kids. Because something this important, everything we say has to be documented. And, of course, we're the best about that than anybody out there. But it's just there's a lot of frustration when somebody calls in and tells you sodium fluoride's good for you. It's just so heavy, to use the old 60s term. It's heavy. It's heavy. And it's hardcore, to say the least, to know that there are tens of thousands of top technicians over banking, over science, over academia, media, government, who all write books and all write white papers bragging about how they're building a world government to kill us and how what they're doing is a wonderful thing. And then you just see the general public. They're watching American Idol and Miss USA and Lost. And, you know, their simple pleasures are dressing up fancy and strutting around in their front yard with their neighbor watching them. You know, I transcended strutting around acting cool the day I was born. And I guess in a way I'm alien compared to a lot of people. I just don't get it. And let me be clear about that. I'm against commercialism. And again, that's just a general term. I mean, what does that mean? There's so many variants of that. I'll try to break that down here briefly. In that, in my hierarchy of needs, as long as I'm comfortable and can take care of myself, and I understand how those that aren't comfortable and can't take care of themselves, it's everything. Resentment, envy, feelings of insecurity, which the media programs and manipulates and nurtures and builds up in you. Hey, if you can admire beauty in wildflowers, in the woods, If you can admire the beauty of the moon at night, if you can admire the beauty of a fish swimming around in a stream, if you can admire the beauty of your wife, or if you're a woman, of your husband, or the wondrous creativity in your children's eyes, you have the spark of God in you. So I understand. But to watch people ready to sell their mother out for $1,000, ready to rob their neighbor for $20, ready to do anything for fiat currency created by nothing, that's people selling out their souls, selling out who they are for something that was a trick, that was made up out of nothing. It's all a fraud. It's a spell. It's a mesmerized mesmer. It is alchemy. It is the prestige of the magic trick, the bamboozled, defrauded crowd. And I say the elite are low. I say they take knowledge and technology and information and use it for war and enslavement and domination, and that they're so greedy and envious of their fellow humans that they strive to dumb people down and to use our natural instincts to weaken us and to shutter men and women's minds from the larger universe and the great mysteries of the world and to understanding and knowledge and brotherhood of man. That is the ultimate sin. And all of the sadistic enjoyment the elite has for stomping on children and stomping on screaming women, and the way they enjoy poverty, the way they enjoy ribs sticking out of the sides of a child covered with flies, the way they enjoy war and darkness and flame and pain and carnage, and the way they've sold the general public, the way you see death and destruction creeping into the society everywhere, the love of it, the way they pair blood and destruction and pain and suffering and torture with beauty and with sex and with the female form. It's all a lie. These are weak, domesticated people that have never actually experienced true evil and have no idea what they're being sucked into, the chains that have been fitted around them. They're now dragging them into the mouth of hell itself. As they're drunk spiritually on the narcotic of darkness. As they fall to their knees, hypnotized by the eyes of the snake. Watching my fellow man go headlong into bondage and total enslavement. Watching the hopes and dreams disappear, watching all forms of independence and self-sufficiency being shut down, watching the giant kill grid, like a wire mesh leviathan squid pulling us into the dark waters of suffering. Watching the armies of evil rise like mountains thrust up by tectonic forces of Hades. Watching it all, knowing that history is going by, that the destiny of man is now being decided. To realize what an incredible moment this is. It makes me lose my breath. It makes me have to physically remember to gulp in air. And the average person, I saw it all over the place. I'm seeing more and more of it. People will get in the fast lane and drive 10 miles under the speed limit on a cell phone, and they'll look at you when you drive by, hoping you look over angry at them so they can have a little look of satisfaction and purse their lips and even stick their tongue out between their lips. I see it. It's like a spirit of, I'm holding someone up. I have power. I'm frustrating someone. Let me tell you something. 15 years ago, I get a little mad at those people. Now I don't. I'm horrified by them. They've totally lost their humanity. Who would want to hold someone up? That's the spirit of the New World Order. They love frying your ovaries and your testicles with chemical weapons laced in the food and the vaccines. and the lining of the containers that brings you the food. They revel in hurting you. They revel in holding up man, holding up our destiny. They hate us. They are Satanist. The definition that the media gives us of Satan is some hot cheerleader with devil horns, you know, who's ready to have a party. That's not Satan. Satan is a pit of rotten meat and dead children and homesteads burned to the ground and pain and suffering. And I think about how they revel in holding us back. They do come to kill, steal, and destroy. This isn't a human force, ladies and gentlemen. It is Satan. Satan is real.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We got Morgan Elizabeth Woolard. She got second place in Miss USA pageant, and they reported that she lost. The LA Times and others, because she wasn't against the Arizona law and states' rights. So that's why we got her coming up in the last hour. She's going to pop in with us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up. Ray McGovern to break down the Iran situation as well as North Korea. Very, very important information coming up in the third hour. But when I get up here and I talk about the fact that we really need to set our priorities and every day realize just how serious the straits we're in, so that all of us do whatever we can to get the word out and stop what's happening. I mean, this is a real, bona fide, oppressive, high-tech police state that's being set up that is just even amazing me every day. Texans had the legislature vote out the toll roads. The governor lied and said they weren't going in. They put them in, and then they give you a $1,500-plus fine. The Houston Chronicle reported on a $1.25 toll that people didn't even know was a toll. They just put license plate reading cameras up. I mean, again, and it's thousands of articles like that a week. It's just a total lawless evil. Just everywhere, just snatching, grabbing, greedily. They have just turned evil loose on us. We're just in total collapse. I mean, I've got all this financial news. We'll go over some of that with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts as well, but he's on to talk about something I brought up 2 days ago, but separately he's doing research. But he talks about the fact that our government knowingly leaves POWs behind. Well, it's on record the 20-plus thousand U.S. troops that the Russians had captured in German camps in Eastern Europe and Germany were turned over and used for slave labor and intel, and our government just said, go ahead and keep them. We're not going to make a diplomatic argument out of this. So that's a separate issue than what he's going to raise. But it's funny, in his email to me, and he's on hold right now listening, we're about to go to him, he said, my God, if they'll do this, of course they'll stage 9/11. And see, all of us are clicking. We're all hitting on the same wavelength. Even though Roberts didn't hear what I had to say, I didn't hear what he had to say, we're all realizing these basic truths of just how bad it's been and how long it's been bad. But because good people are throughout the system, corporate, government, private, everywhere, because we're compartmentalized, we just kind of go along with the system, not realizing how we're enforcing it. And I'm going to wax eloquent later in the last half hour of the show with a lot of key points I want to make dealing with my little epiphany and brainstorm this morning and dealing with the format of this show and what I'm going to attempt to do in the future and the direction we're going in and the fact that I need your help in all of this. I would also add that we need your help financially. I've tried to expand even though we're in a serious depression. We've built the TV studio. We're now putting the equipment in. I'll show you a tour of that soon online for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. When you are a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, your membership finances us, buying the books, the videos, the materials finances. Plus, these are the best books and videos we carry and that we produced. The material I think is the most informative is what we carry. And, of course, my films are among the most virally viewed out there. So please get Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, Don't Tread on Me, Endgame, Terror Storm, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. They're all available at Infowars.com, and they're key tools in the InfoWar. And obviously, you know how real this war is. So Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Your support needed now more than ever. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to go live to PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.